given instructions that I have a personal interest in our government employees. Very personal interest in it. It's very important that they be paid well, that their working conditions are good, that their morale is good, and mostly that the man at the top cares about them. And that's what I feel about it. And I, as far as unions are concerned, as I told George Meany, the time I had the Boston thing, I was rather surprised and pleased to hear. I said, look, as I'm for organized government employees, I mean, I have to be against the right to strike in certain areas. I mean, obviously, you can't strike a hospital, and you can't strike a fire department, you can't strike a police department, but it's better to have an organization led by a responsible man than a rattle led by a bunch of people that are going to just tear the place apart. And I think you've clearly proved that we're very glad that you're providing that kind of leadership that's responsible and where there were grievances can be brought to our attention on our side. We want to hear that. We won't always agree, but we'll come up on your side more often than not. That's the thing we want you to know. I know Chuck has told you this, but I think he's told you. Have you or have you?
You're quite as well. Not as well as you've been supposed to. Ken and I go back to 12 years in Massachusetts.
All politics, he said.
Oh, you were Massachusetts?
Sure, I know. We used to work with some of the salt.
I could have done your accent.
Well, we were a federal employees veterans association. We started as a veterans organization. And then in 1961, we became a union. We took in both veterans and non-veterans.
I see.
Then we were just federal. And here, 2 years ago, we went into city and state. And our competitor was Jerry Wirth, and we're doing very well. I thought your job showed very courageous action on that Davis-Bacon situation, because representing our blue-collar workers, we cover not only throughout the United States, but we also have our blue-collar workers in Hawaii, Alaska, and so forth. And every meeting I go to, it's the same thing. The white-collar work is fine. The blue-collar worker, the average blue-collar worker in the federal government at $4 an hour, he sees electricians working in the construction trades getting 8, 10, 12. There has to be a stop. I know if I ask
you how to register registers and go that way. I mean,
he gets very mad when he comes out and he says, how the hell come? I can't get it.
Yeah.
And I know if I went to Congress, that'd be coming up the door. If I said to Congress, would you give this blue collar work in the federal government $12 an hour, $10 an hour, he'd throw me on me. And they just wouldn't entertain that. And I think something had to be done. I agree with the auditor for Sam, and I'm sure that our blue-collar workers in the federal government, seeing how that pay of their brother in the private sector is escalating to such a degree without any stop, that something had to be done. I want, not only with the auditor for Sam, but I think that you showed great courage in doing it. And I claim that the majority of the people country in back of you as it pertains to that and many other things. You know, you don't have to be running up and down the street with a sign to get a message across. I think you've shown great courage in many things. And, I know support of the government during the FAA strike. We represent a large number of FAA controllers. We told them that it was completely wrong what was going on, and told the people to get back to work and man the planes. Mm-hmm. And we definitely took the side of the government. I'm not saying that we were always taking the side.
Oh, you should. Well, I noticed, for example, I know that you, that many of your people were distressed about that new common veto. I was distressed about it. Well, I was a tough one. Because basically, I looked at the whole thing, and I told Schultz, and the others that came here, and I said, look, I for these guys, what you can do about it? And they said, well, they said, don't. I said, is this the last word? And this is the important point. You know, it's not the last word. The important thing is that now you, and I want you to let that wheel squeak. When you think of the blue collar, wherever the blue collar workers are, need adjustments and so forth, we'll adjust. And because I told Schultz, representing their views. You've got to do that, or you are going to, you're going to keep your job. I know that. We don't want to hurt you on that. We want to help you. We want you to represent your guys and vote. But we're really on your side. That's the point. I mean, the government workers should be a proud profession. People should be proud of it. They can't be proud of it if they feel that they're being discriminated against, either within the government or as against their brothers, as you call them, in private enterprise. That's our deal.
Well, one of the greatest grades of a federal employee is, if you recall a few years ago, the private sector was operating, engineers and all the rest. We noted that we lost a considerable number of our people who worked in the federal sector to the private enterprise because of the sums of money that was offered to them. And the government was having a pretty tough job keeping some of their career people. Now, I noted, as I was telling Chuck, now the situation is reversed. Many of the people that didn't leave because of this fancy salary, a tick of the death, they stayed with the government. Now everything is evened up. Matter of fact, it's gone the other way for our classified employees. Now there's no morale factor as far as pay or anything else. And the only statement now, of course, is the blue collar end. But if something hadn't been done, something isn't done to stop that terrible escalation as far as the construction end is concerned, and it's just that segment that the blue collar worker looks to, and he'll stand up at these meetings, and I tour the country, and I can sense it when I come in. How come this neighbor next door, he doesn't do any merit? In fact, it's a cement truck driver. He's getting $9 an hour, and they get all upset over it. And that is the thing that, as far as the blue collar, they look just to that construction trades only, and that's what they point out continually, is look at the amount of money they're getting. Look, we work with the federal government, and we're getting the doing comparable work and getting $4 an hour.
And that doesn't make a bit of sense.
Or most, it doesn't. As I was talking
about in Miami, did you know that in Miami, for just a totally unskilled worker, and this is Miami, we're supposed to be lower at the present time, it's $6 an hour. Not skilled at all.
It started that.
Well, how do they, that's in the private side. So how the heck can you expect our guys, I can see your
point. I'm going to the city. We look forward to it. We also look
forward to it. You are not just in federal.
No. With a largest independent. But in the cities and towns, our group come in, and now they were happy. Now I said, what do you get? What's your gross for the week? This is a cut, $129 a week. I said, what do? He drives a truck. Now, and yet no complaint. The only thing that they wanted was coverage in a civil service. No complaint in pay. And I don't ask them if they have any complaints in pay. My God, I don't go looking for trouble.
They have enough. That's what you need.
And it's the same with the police now. Of course, that's been good. We have one. But this year, it seems to have quieted down with most of the police departments there. I've noted it, that they're not going after pay. They're looking more for a little more backing by the community as it pertains to the police rather than everybody standing aside where they're
blaming. Yeah, blaming that every time some kid comes up and spits in their face and they have to arrest them, they blame the policeman. Chief Justice is just in. I congratulate you on this. I think he's taking some better decisions shaping than just. You can't, the police, you gotta back these people. They're not right all the time.
No.
But after all, usually you gotta remember they're on our side and the people that are out baiting the police are on the other side, usually. They're out there for the purpose of causing. Look, I would think that bombing at the Capitol would shake a lot of people, don't you think? About this, some of this, about it in terms of the violence and so forth.
I think a capsule that you would like and you would enjoy, and I think Chuck would get the Herald, Boston Herald this morning. It shows a picture of the Capitol. And it shows Senator Fulbright walking out of the Capitol. It says, stop bombing and void.
Yeah, I think it's
God, it's such a terrific job.
by himself, got him several hundred thousand.
Very impressive. You enjoy the work?
I love it, I'm only, I have 8 grandchildren, and I'm like,
do you?
Oh, yes.
Grandchildren?
Grandchildren, my daughter, they have 6 of my son.
My God, that's great.
A 93-year-old father that's as strong as they look.
Just like some of the songs, also.
Well, he's got a half a 25-year-old blood pressure, 18,
Mark, that means you're gonna live a long time.
That's the way it works.
That's the way it works.
His grandchildren.
You have 8 grandchildren?
Yeah.
How many children do you have?
Three
children.
You don't say children.
How many are your grandchildren, boys or girls?
Four girls and 4 boys.
And your boy and your children are,
I have 1 boy and 2 girls.
I have 4 now graduating from Rosewood Academy.
1 boy and 2 girls.
He gave you
gifts
and presents.
We always have presents.
Boys now.